This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 3rd, 2026. The Las Vegas Radio Amateur Club, LVRAC, will be celebrating its 65th anniversary the weekend of April 4th, 2026. Club President Charlie Shepard, K7CBS, said LVRAC is the oldest amateur radio club in Las Vegas, has been active in the Clark County community since April of 1961, and is an ARRL-affiliated club. The club began in the kitchen of Jerry Mann, W7VYC, later N7CAH, and now a silent key, said Shepard. Our first meeting was held as a picnic on Mount Charleston, and 150 people attended. Mount Charleston, which is snow-capped more than half the year, can be seen from parts of the Las Vegas Strip when looking west. Mount Charleston has nearly 200 campsites and over 150 picnic areas, some of which are RV accessible. The mountain is also known for its multitude of radio and television towers and antennas. In the early days of the LVRAC, the club was contacted by Joe Wells, then the head of the Thunderbird Hotel, who wanted to establish a ham station in the hotel. He offered to purchase the equipment and provide a room to which build a station. He bought the equipment and all the necessary accessories to equip a fully functional amateur radio station. And then a glass-windowed room, completely visible to the hotel's patrons, was built to house the station. The popular and colorful Thunderbird sign at the hotel stuck with the club and has been its logo for more than half a century. We have a special event on Saturday, April 4th, beginning at 8 a.m. at the Red Rock Search and Rescue Facility, said Shepard. Radios and antennas will be set up, and everyone is invited to come celebrate and operate. And there will be pictures and additional information on the club's YouTube channel. Send us your stories and photos about your radio club celebrations and milestones during this year of the club. Just email news@arrl.org. Chris Stahlkamp, KIZOD of Selby, South Dakota, has been appointed Vice Director of the ARRL Dakota Division. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, appointed Stahlkamp, who has been South Dakota Section Manager since 2012. Stahlkamp, an ARRL Life member, has been a radio amateur since 2006 and holds an extra class license. He is a member of the Black Hills Amateur Radio Club and the Lake Area Radio Club in South Dakota, the Twin Cities DX Association, and the Minnesota Wireless Association. Interest in amateur radio runs in his family. His mother, Margaret, KA0BEB, and father, Lloyd, KO7G, of Harvey, Montana, are both amateur radio operators. Stahlkamp works as a sales agronomist for AgriPartners. The ARRL Dakota Division includes Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The amateur radio on the International Space Station ARIS program is seeking formal and informal education institutions and organizations, individually or working together, to host an amateur radio contact with a crew member on board the ISS. ARIS anticipates that contact will be held between January 1st and June 30th of 2027. The deadline to submit a proposal is May 22nd, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. The proposal information and necessary details are on the ARIS website, as well as information on an ARIS introductory webinar session that will be held April 30th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. An ARIS contact is a voice-only communication opportunity via amateur radio between astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the space station and classrooms and communities. Amateur radio organizations around the world, with the support of NASA and space agencies in Russia, Canada, Japan, and Europe, present educational organizations with this opportunity. The ham radio organization's volunteer efforts provide the equipment and operational support to enable communication between the crew on the ISS and students around the world using amateur radio. And if you have any questions, you can direct them directly to ARIS.USA.org. Amateur radio and the International Space Station ARIS is a cooperative venture of international amateur radio societies and the space agencies that support the International Space Station. In the United States, sponsors are the American Radio Relay League, ARRL, Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations, AMSAT, NASA's Space Communications and Navigation Program, C-SCAN, and the ISS National Lab, Space Station Explorer. The Wellesley Amateur Radio Society WARS in Wellesley, Massachusetts is celebrating its 75th anniversary in 2026. Founded in 1951, WARS has provided public service, education and seminars, field day and contest coordination, and a genuine sense of community for nearly three quarters of a century. 1951 also marked other historic milestones, including the first coast-to-coast television broadcast, the first UNIVAC computer, the ratification of the 22nd Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and the start of the Korean War Armistice Talks. The official date of the celebration is Saturday, May 2nd, 2026. For more information, visit the WARS website. You can come join the headquarters staff of ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio. We are currently seeking qualified applicants for the following positions: WNAW Station Manager, Awards Program Supervisor, Development Associate, Membership Manager, RFI Lab Engineer, and Public Relations Outreach Manager. Full details may be found on the ARRL HR webpage. ARRL is an equal opportunity employer. The following America 250 WNAW portable activations begin at 000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. April 1st, 2026, California, WNAW/6. The host there is NZulu6Q. Also on April 1st, Mississippi, W1AW/5. The host is W5UE. April 1st as well, 2026, North Carolina, W1AW/4. The host is N4XI. April 8th, 2026, Washington, W1AW/7. The host is W7MKE. And on April 8th as well, 2026, New Mexico, W1AW/5. The host is KA8JMW. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Several months ago, I spoke of the CubeSat SIM kits. They are still available. AMSAT has developed a smaller version that does not include rechargeable batteries, solar panels, power board, or a frame. This low-cost version, called CubeSat SIM Lite, does have a Raspberry Pi Zero with preloaded micro SD card, two SMA antennas, a USB sound card, a Pi camera, and a USB power cable with power supply. You can simulate transmissions that would typically be transmitted by a satellite. Once it is powered up, the unit will immediately begin transmitting simulated telemetry in seven different modes, including FunCube, and a crossband repeater mode. They are available from AMSAT.org in the store and shipped to only addresses in the United States. There are 16 new satellites that have been launched recently, with six carrying amateur payloads. We will have more information on them in the weeks ahead. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, April 2nd and 3rd, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That is CW. April 4th and 5th, the YBDXPI single sideband contest. That's phone. April 4th and 5th as well, EA RIDI contest, digital. April 4th and 5th, Louisiana QSO party, CW phone and digital there. April 4th and 5th as well, the Mississippi QSO party, that's CW phone and digital. April 4th and 5th, it's the XPDX contest, CW and phone. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on April 4th, it's the RARS Fest hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 10th through the 11th, it's the Greene County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Oklahoma Section Convention in Claremont, Oklahoma. And on April 18th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. And make sure to remember to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the CGR Radio Networks for the blind and disabled in Vancouver, Washington, for airing the ARRL Audio News. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.